وينجي الله الذين اتقوا بمفازتهم لا يمسهم السوء ولا هم يحزنون الله خالق كل شيء وهو على كل شيء وكيل له مقاليد السماوات والأرض والذين كفروا بآيات الله أولئك هم الخاسرون قل أفغير الله تأمروني أعبد أيها الجاهلون ولقد أوحي إليك وإلى الذين من قبلك لئن أشركت ليحبطن عملك ولتكونن من الخاسرين بل الله فاعبد وكن من الشاكرين وما قدروا الله حق قدره والأرض جميعا قبضته يوم القيامة والسماوات مطويات بيمينه سبحانه وتعالى عما يشركون ونفخ في الصور فصعق من في السماوات ومن في الأرض إلا من شاء الله ونفخ في الصور فصعق من في السماوات ومن في الأرض إلا من شاء الله وأشرقت الأرض بنور ربها ووضع الكتاب وجيء بالنبيين والشهداء وقضي بينهم بالحق وهم لا يظلمون ووفيت كل نفس ما عملت وهو أعلم بما يفعلون صدق الله العظيم
میری زندگی کا حاصل میری زیست کا سہارا تیرے عاشقوں میں جینا تیرے عاشقوں میں مرنا میری زندگی کا حاصل میری زیست کا سہارا تیرے عاشقوں میں جینا تیرے عاشقوں میں مرنا مجھے کچھ خبر نہیں تھی تیرا درد کیا ہے یا رب تیرے عاشقوں سے سیکھا تیرے سنگ در پہ مرنا میری زندگی کا حاصل میری زیست کا سہارا تیرے عاشقوں میں جینا تیرے عاشقوں میں مرنا میرا ہر قطع پہ رونا یہی میری تلافی تیری رحمتوں کا صدقہ میرے جرم عفو کرنا میرے زندگی زندگی کا حاصل میری زیست کا سہارا تیرے عاشقوں میں جینا تیرے عاشقوں میں مرنا ہے اسی طرح سے ممکن تیری راہ سے گزرنا کبھی دل پہ صبر کرنا کبھی دل سے شکر کرنا میری زندگی کا حاصل میری زیست کا سہارا تیرے عاشقوں میں جینا تیرے عاشقوں میں مرنا یہ تیری رضا میں جینا یہ تیری رضا میں مرنا میری ابدیت پہ یا رب یہی تیرا فضل کرنا میری زندگی کا حاصل میری زیست کا سہارا تیرے عاشقوں میں جینا تیرے عاشقوں میں مرنا یہی عشق کی علامت یہی عشق کی ضمانت کبھی ذکر ہو زباں سے کبھی دل میں یاد کرنا میری زندگی کا حاصل میری زیست کا سہارا تیرے عاشقوں میں جینا تیرے عاشقوں میں مرنا کسی اہل دل کی صحبت جو ملی کسی کو اختر اسے آ گیا ہے جینا اسے آ گیا ہے مرنا کسی اہل دل کی صحبت جو ملی کسی کو اختر اسے آ گیا ہے جینا اسے آ گیا ہے مرنا میری زندگی کا حاصل میری زیست کا سہارا تیرے عاشقوں میں جینا تیرے عاشقوں میں مرنا میری زندگی کا حاصل میری زیست کا سہارا تیرے عاشقوں میں جینا تیرے عاشقوں میں مرنا
ماشاءاللہ حضرت کا ہر شعر ایک واز ہوتا ہے پورا واز مکمل واز معرفت کا خزانہ ایک ایک شعر کے اوپر مستقل بیان ہو سکتا ہے ماشاءاللہ اب کیا سنائے کیا چھوڑے بھی مشکل ہے السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ الحمدللہ وکفا جزاکم اللہ الحمدللہ وکفا والصلاة والسلام علی سیدنا المصطفی صلی اللہ علیہ وعلی آلہ واصحابہ وبارک وسلم تسلیما کثیرا کثیرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والذين آمنوا أشد حبا لله صدق الله العظيم علماء کرام most respected brothers and also sisters who may be listening over the receivers yesterday we were continuing with the poetry of Hazrat Maulana Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Damat Barakatuhum. Sajde mein sar ho, chashm bhi yun ashkabar ho. For the past two nights, I'm trying to get to the third or fourth stanza and we can't seem to get there. There's so much in just one stanza. Because it is the gist, it is the khulasa of ayat of the Quran Sharif and of ahadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, of the waqiyat and the incidents in the life of the anbiya, of the tabi'in, the sahaba-i kiram radiyallahu anhum ajma'in, the awliya-i siddiqeen. In the poetry you get the khulasa of that. So some people who are ignorant, then they sometimes think that why don't they speak, make tafsir. This is tafsir, but it is in the style of poetry. It is a tafsir of the Quran Sharif, or it is the lataif of the Quran Sharif. It is the gist of the teachings of the Quran Sharif, of many ayat of the Quran Sharif that has been put in poetry form and coming out from the dil and the heart of an arif billah. So that is what is having the effect on our hearts. Otherwise there are lots of people, there are great poets in the Urdu language, Arabic language, English language, all languages. But most of their poetry, for the arifin, for those who have got a heart, it is nothing but dry, khushk. There's nothing in it, it is just beautiful words. Or when they sing it, then it is more the sound of the voice which really thrills. But there's nothing much that affects the heart of a person. And if it does also, it's just for a little while, they make wahwa and that's the end of the majlis. But this poetry, you can see that it is something that touches our hearts. Because life and death and all the different stages that a person goes through and what he requires to be able to go through these stages, then that is given in the poetry. How important it is to be obedient to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, to His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, as I explained after Asar in the dua. And then how do you acquire it? So he is telling us his experience and the experience of all the awliya, that they got it through the company of the awliya-i siddiqeen. In their company they were able to also get this kind of a heart that he is talking about. You couldn't get it anywhere else. Ilm and nubuwat you can get from the kitabs, but nur and nubuwat you get from the heart of the awliya. Even if they don't give a speech, they sit silently, then that silence of theirs also is a speech. It affects hearts. As Shaykh Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, As Mawlana Wasiullah Rahmatullah Alayhi, and great akabir even in the past, many a times their majlis used to be majlis of silence. As Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani Rahmatullah Alayhi, sometimes his majlis of silence janazas used to come out. Now what kind of majlis that must be? So what was it? It was that fire of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's love which was burning in their hearts. That is what they were distributing. That is what they were passing on. In the silence also, the heart was still generating that nur. And then it was permeating the environment. Like a person is doing his braying, but the fragrance of that braai goes far and wide. People in the neighborhood also, they just make like that and say, "Kama braai ho rahi." Is the braai that's going on. Why? Because the meat is being burnt over the flames, and that is the fragrance that is going out. So if meat which is cooked over the fire, which is braai, if the fragrance of that can go far and wide, then those hearts which are braai in the fire of Allah Ta'ala's love, you think the fragrance of those hearts will not go far and wide? What kind of fire must be burning their hearts? What kind of ishq must be in their hearts? Again that same couplet. Jis qalb ki aahon ne dil phoonk diye laakho, جس قلب کی آہوں نے دل پھونک دیے لاکھوں، اس قلب میں یا اللہ کیا آگ بھری ہوگی، جس قلب کی آہوں نے دل پھونک دیے لاکھوں، اس قلب میں یا اللہ کیا آگ بھری ہوگی. Just the ah of their hearts, if they have burnt up so many other hearts, just the ah that comes out from the hearts of the Ahle Dil, if those ah and those sighs of this, if those sighs and ah have burnt up so many hearts, then how much of fire must be burning in their own hearts? What kind of fire must be in their hearts that so many hearts caught fire? So this is the effect of their hearts. So their silence also was still generating that noor, and the audience there, you could feel the effect on their hearts. A revolution comes inside the hearts. The person wants to make tawbah from his sins. The person wants to give up the evil actions of his life. The people sitting there also become desirous that, oh Allah, that noor which is in the heart of that Ahle Dil, ya Allah, give me also that noor.
Amen. Amen.
When we were sitting in the company of our Hazrat, what was it? He wasn't giving much speeches, but all the time we say, ya Allah, what kind of a heart he must have got, what kind of a flame of love he must have got, what kind of a fire must be burning in his heart of your ishq and your muhabbat. Ya Allah, we are just dead ash, so light up our hearts too. So we were discussing this poetry of Hazrat, and we'll continue with that tonight. Let's hope we can get further. Sajde mein sar ho chashm bhi yun ashk baar ho, rahmat ka teri sar pe mere aabshaar ho. My forehead must be in sajda, my head must be in sajda, my eyes must be tearing, and oh Allah, your waterfall of rahmat must be above my head.
Amen.
And these will be the tears of nadamat and shame. Again, I repeat what Shah Muhammad Ahmad Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, he said that Ghalib ne apne shair mein mayus kar diya. Kaaba kis muh se jaoge ghalib, sharm tumko magar nahi aati. I mentioned it the other night in the majlis. Kaaba kis muh se jaoge ghalib. But for the benefit of my young ulama friends who have come here from Azadville and other places, Kaaba kis muh se jaoge ghalib, sharm tumko magar nahi aati. With which face, with what face are you going to go to the Kaaba Sharif? You say you want to go Kaaba Sharif, Kaaba Sharif. With what face are you going to go? Sharm tumko magar nahi aati. Don't you feel ashamed? Don't you know the baggage that you are carrying of sins? Don't you know your mountains of sins and your ocean of sins? Don't you know how much of disobedience you have showed to Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Don't you know how much of evil actions you have committed in the darkness of night, so in the light of day? And are you going to take all that and go to the Kaaba Sharif? So as Shah Muhammad Ahmad Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, that great Arif and Wali of Allah Ta'ala, he says that Isme has Ghalib, the poet, has made people despair of the mercy of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. He says, I have changed it. میں اسی منہ سے کعبہ جاؤں گا، میں اسی منہ سے کعبہ جاؤں گا، شرم کو خاک میں ملاؤں گا، میں اسی منہ سے کعبہ جاؤں گا، شرم کو خاک میں ملاؤں گا، رو رو کے میں ان کو مناؤں گا، رو رو کے میں ان کو مناؤں گا، اپنی بگڑی میں یوں بناؤں گا، رو رو کے میں ان کو مناؤں گا، اپنی بگڑی میں یوں بناؤں گا. The same thing I will do, what we are reading in this poetry here. I will go to Kaaba Sharif. I will put my head in sajda and I will cry before my Allah that, "Oh Allah, I have come to the Kaaba Sharif. I have come to your house. And here there is a waterfall of rahmat that is coming down on this holy house of yours." And when the water falls from a height and it's a volume of water, then the spray goes far and wide, as you have heard so many times now. So, "Oh Allah, I'm here at the Kaaba Sharif. And I'm right next to the Kaaba Sharif. I'm under the Mizab-e Rahmat. I'm in the Hatim, which is inside the Kaaba Sharif. And oh Allah, I've got my head in sajda. And oh Allah, my tears are flowing. And your rains of rahmat are falling on this holy house. Ya Allah, I'm just a step away from there. Wash away the sins of my heart. I'm making sincere tawbah now, here, right now. I will not return to those sins again. Ya Allah, I have no intention of going back to those sins. And you give me the himmat and the courage to restrain myself. So, main isi muh se Kaaba jaunga. Sharm ko khaak mein milaunga. Sharm ko khaak mein milaunga. Ro ro ke unko manaunga. Apni bigri yun banaunga. So why should I be ashamed when my Mawla is Rahim, he is Kareem, he is forgiving. All he wants is sincere tawbah. So I'm making sincere tawbah. And I've explained many times what sincere tawbah is. So he says, "Rahmat ka teri sar pe mere aabshar ho." Oh Allah, the waterfall of rahmat must be over me. As you heard in this other poetry which he recited just now before you, in which Hazrat says, "Mera har khata pe rona, yehi hai meri talafi. Mera har khata pe rona, yehi hai meri talafi. Teri rahmaton ka sadqa, mera jurm afwa karna. Mera har khata pe rona, yehi hai meri talafi. I'm a human being, oh Allah, I made a mistake. But I'm not proud about my mistake. I'm not boasting about my mistake. I'm not advertising my sins. I'm not bragging about my sins. I'm not advertising my sins." Generally, the Muslim Ummah today, and that is why it is said that there are certain sins, the azab of which must come. And it will be an arm azab. And one of that sin is this, when the Ummah at large begins to brag about its sins. That means they commit open sins. That is what it means. The thing is that when they commit open sins, they are not ashamed of committing sins openly. Like the person who is shaving his beard, then he is announcing 24 hours of the day that, "I don't care for what Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has to say about the beard. I don't like his face because he had a beard. I like the faces of the Jews, of the Christians, of the Kuffar, of the Mushrikeen. I am much happier with making my face like their face." So he's announcing 24 hours of the day. It's not an ordinary sin. That is why these Buzrugs emphasize so much. They say, "What is this beard all the time?" Because this person is announcing by his action that, "I am unhappy with that face of Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam." Then on the day of Qiyamah, if Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasallam says that, "You didn't like my face, what you want Jame Kausar here now? You are not happy about making your face like my face. Daadi ke rakh lene se agar chehra badnuma hota, agar daadi ke rakh lene se chehra badnuma hota, to daadi phir mere sarkar ki sunnat nahi hoti. Agar daadi ke rakh lene se chehra badnuma lagta, to daadi phir mere sarkar ki sunnat nahi hoti." Those who say that they don't look nice with the beard, of course we've always said that keep it neat, clean, comb it, put oil. But those who say they don't look nice, they say then if the beard was not looking nice on a person, then it would not have been the sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. All the Anbiya, all the Awliya, all the Tabi'in, all the Sahaba, all the Tabi'in, which person didn't have a beard? So certain sins are like that, that when the person commits them openly, then he is announcing all the time that he is a rebel against Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's government. He is committing high treason. And certain sins the person commits secretly, privately, he got tempted, nafs and shaitan came ghalib over him, became dominant, so he committed some sin. But he's ashamed, he's tearing, he's asking Allah for forgiveness. Then those sins over which the person makes sincere tawbah, and it was not huququl ibad violation. If it was, then of course the sincere tawbah will mean that he will start fulfilling the rights, ask them for forgiveness. If it was namaz, roza, zakat, he'll make qaza. So if this person is making sincere tawbah after that sin, then kabhi ta'aton ka surur hai, kabhi ta'aton ka surur hai. Sometimes there is surur over ta'at. Sometimes the person is making ta'at and he's happy about it, it gives him happiness. And sometimes he's committing sins and he's unhappy, he's regretting, shedding tears of regret and remorse. So then what happens is that this person, he reaches such stage which he says, hey, malak ko jiski nahi khabar, wo huzur mera huzur hai. Even the angels do not know what height this person then reaches with that tawbah. So sins the person must never brag about. And generally this is what happens, that the person commits a sin and after that he brags about it. If he's got an illicit love relationship with some woman, then he tells half a dozen friends of his that that woman has got this beauty and that woman has got this kind of features and figure. So now he's bragging about it, he's happy about it, he's advertising that sin. Or in the newspapers, they are quite happy to be seen throwing the dice in the casino, or the chips, throwing the chips in the casino. They are happy to be photographed in cinemas, in theaters, in dance clubs, and then their pictures appearing in the pages of the newspapers, where sometimes they are holding hands with some female who may be of not even the same faith and religion, but they are happy, they are smiling, and they are bragging about it. Now these are very dangerous sins. It's showing that the person is unconcerned about the Quran, about the Sunnah, about the Sharia. He's not as concerned about what Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam think of him, or how is he going to answer on the Day of Judgment. And on the other hand, there are good Muslims, believers in Allah Ta'ala in the Day of Judgment, but unfortunately they got caught up in some sin, so they are making plenty of tawbah. So therefore he says, that mera har khata pe rona, yehi hai meri talafi, teri rahmaton ka sadqa, mera jurm afwa karna. So this is what he is saying, that I am shedding the tears of repentance in the sajda, and the abshar or the waterfall of rahmat must be falling on my head. غالب نہ نفس پر کبھی شہوت کی نہ رہو. If we carry on with that, we have so many incidents coming to mind now about Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu and his shedding of tears, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and so many other incidents which you can find it in the Hikayat of Sahaba also. But we want to go a little forward. غالب نہ نفس پر کبھی شہوت کی نہ رہو. Over my nafs, the fire of shahwat must not become dominant. The fire of passions has become dominant over our nafs. And I've explained that it is not only the sexual passion that we are talking about. There are different kinds of passions. So when shahwat becomes ghalib, when it becomes dominant, then the person is again unconcerned about the Sharia, about Deen. He just wants to satisfy the desire of the nafs. Giving satisfaction to the desire of the nafs will not bring any kind of real satisfaction. Giving satisfaction to the desire of the nafs will not bring satisfaction to that heart. Because Allah Ta'ala says, Allah bi dhikri Allah tatma'innul qulub. So now the person is trying to bring satisfaction to that heart by doing exactly the opposite. Instead of zikrullah, the person is ghafil, he is unconcerned. So how can he bring sukoon and peace and satisfaction? The person is engaging in sins, which is the opposite of zikrullah. So if he has zikrullah, that means immediately that the desire came to commit sin, he stopped. He says, no, I cannot please my nafs and I cannot please shaitan. I have to please my Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Mahmud and Ayaz, Mahmud the king, he loved Ayaz because he was very obedient. But the other ministers were very jealous of him. So one day, he wanted to prove that he loves Ayaz because of his obedience, because of his submission, and because of his love for the king, that he is prepared to fulfill any hukam of his. So he took one pearl, very valuable pearl, very precious pearl, and he called the chief minister and he said, what do you think this pearl is worth? So the chief minister said, 200 donkeys laden gold, it's worth more than that.
Allah.
So expensive it was, such a precious stone it was. He asked the other minister, he says, half your kingdom, this precious stone is worth half your kingdom. That's the value. So the first one, when he gave to him, after asking him what it is worth, what's the value, then he said, now smash it. So he said, oh Badshah Salamat, how can I smash this? Look at the value of it. I will be a very unjust person and very stupid and silly to break this stone. So he gave him a robe, gave him some gifts and congratulated him that he did not break that stone. Then he gave it to another minister. So that minister, he asked him what it's worth. He said, more than half your kingdom. He said, right now break it. So he also said, how can I break this stone here? He also refused and he gave his reasons. Then he asked the third one and the fourth one, 65 ministers, he asked each and every one of them to break it. And they all refused, so each one he kept on giving them gifts. So now when the first one got a gift by not breaking it, so the others were convinced that that is what we must do, because if we're going to break it, then our necks may go. So they kept on getting gifts. When all were over, then he called Ayaz. So he said, asked him what the stone was worth. He said, whatever value I have to show, it is worth much more than that. Even if you have to say your whole kingdom and everything, is worth much, much more than that. So he said, right, break the stone. So without hesitation, he broke the stone. Without hesitation, same time. So now the other ministers, as it is, they were jealous of him. So they said, you see, we're always telling you that this person got no muhabbat for you, no love for you. You can see how he destroyed your property. What a rebel he is. So when they asked him, he said, the hukam of the king is far more precious than that stone. The hukam of the king is far more precious than the stone. Therefore, I obeyed his hukam and I broke the stone. So he said, now you see, this is the reason why I had love for him. He did not worry about the value of that stone, but he showed that the hukam. From this story, Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Alayhi says, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's hukam is far more precious than anything else. No matter what value we may attach to anything, and especially our khahishat and our desires, what are they when it comes to the hukam of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala? The believer in Allah Ta'ala, he fulfills the hukam of Allah Ta'ala. He's not worried about his khahish. And when he will break his heart, then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala comes in such hearts. Allah Ta'ala comes in broken hearts. And then Allah Ta'ala does not destroy that heart after that. The spiritual part. Barbaad-e muhabbat ko na barbaad karenge, mere dil naashad ko shaad karenge. So he says, ghalib na nafs par kabhi shahwat ki na raho, dil mein na mere ghair ka koi bhi khar ho. There must be no thorn of ghair in my heart. These thorns of ghair, they cause great damage to the heart. Once the person gives his heart to ghair, ghairullah, then it will cause great damage to that heart. The person will suffer different kinds of anxieties and worries and problems in his life. It will bring great amount of restlessness. Why? Because there's a har of ghairullah in that heart. Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullah alayhi says that even if the person had 1,000 thorns, if he had 1,000 thorns in his leg, and some hakim removed every one, but he left behind one, can that person enjoy comfort? If all 999 are removed, but that person says, no, this one thorn, just leave it there, because I'm so much in love with it now. There were 1,000 there and I was used to the pain of 1,000, so now that one thorn, just leave it there. So if he's going to leave that one thorn there in his leg, will he be comfortable? That restlessness will still be there, because there's still one thorn there. So if a person gives up 99 sins and he doesn't want to give up that one, because he says, I'm in love with that now. All my life I've been committing zina, now how can I give it up? All my life I've been watching this filth on television, how can I give it up? So if he's going to keep that one sin also in his life, he will be restless. Allah Ta'ala will make him restless. Then we say, now that is very difficult. How can we get rid of every sin of our life? It's not difficult. Whatever sins the person can give up, he must give up. He must keep making effort to give up all the sins. And then accidental sins, he'll make plenty of tawbah, so he's parked. So Shariat is not that difficult that you just can't make amal on it. When we hear things like this, that you must lead a life of purity and give up all sins, and the person says, how can we give up all sins? Then we are saying that Allah Ta'ala has made certain things farz wajib on us, which it is not possible for us to undertake. In other words, we are saying Allah Ta'ala has put a burden upon us more than one can bear. Whereas Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, La yukallifu Allahu nafsan illa us'aha. Now Allah is saying that, and we are saying no. There are certain ahkam of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, it's not possible for anybody in the world to practice upon that, na'uzubillah. So he is attributing a lie to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala is saying that he doesn't put a burden more than one a person can bear. And we are saying no, there are lots of things that the burden is too much, we can't bear that. And why that happens? Because of the deficiency of love of Allah Ta'ala. If somebody is beloved, because this is a world of illicit love, and everybody understands when we speak in that language. So if a person's beloved has to say that I will meet you 2 o'clock in the morning, extremely cold winter night. So this person, where does his sleep go then? If he's a true ashik, then he will wait outside, even if it is snowing, because the beloved is going to come 2 o'clock in the morning. So the ishq and love, or if a person is informed, he says he can't get up for Fajr. Normally he says, I can't get up for Fajr, it's too cold too, and my eyes just doesn't open. But if he's told that tomorrow morning 1,000 gold Kruger rands will be given to all those people, it will be distributed in the masjid, the first 1,000 that come there. If the first 1,000 that come tomorrow morning for Fajr here, each one will get one Kruger rand. Then I'm sure from here right up to Grey Street, we'll have a queue. There'll be no place in here. When the furniture shops just put some small offer, they say they get such a queue in the morning that sometimes a mile long queue. So it is the muhabbat. When the person sees a benefit in something, then he goes for it. Then his sleep goes away too. So in the same way, when this person has got ishq of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, then he will not find it difficult to give up that sin. And especially when that sin is not even going to help him in any way, it's going to bring restlessness in his life. فَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ظَنْكَ. So Allah Ta'ala will make his life miserable and tightened and narrowed. So what is the advantage then in committing that sin? So shaitan will tempt everyone. And especially in parked places, he makes more effort. In Makkah Sharif, Madina Sharif, he makes more effort that the person must leave everything behind here. He mustn't take any noor from here. So he'll make him cast his glances at those women that are making tawaf and admire their beauty. Or sometimes watch the programs on the television and admire whatever is coming there. Shaitan will try his level best to do lot of things to make a person go astray there too. He makes more effort there. So in the same way, in Darul Ulooms, in Madaris, in Khanqahs, Majlises of Zikr, whoever attend. Now because they are coming towards Deen and they want to get that connection with Allah Ta'ala, and they are getting the knowledge of Haqq and Batil, they are getting the knowledge of truth and falsehood, they are getting the knowledge of Deen, of Dunya, of Akhirat. They are understanding what is pleasing to Allah Ta'ala and what is displeasing to Him. So now Shaitan sees that if this person only becomes an Alim wa Amal, then I don't know how many others he will also take to the towards Allah Ta'ala, and he will change their direction. So let me cut off his legs from here. So he will make an extensive effort there. So we should not be satisfied that just because we are in Darul Uloom, so after that we are safe, or just because we are in Hajj, we are safe. One person mentioned to Hazrat, he says, ye Indonesian aurat hai, zara dekhiye kitna noor malum hota hai inke chehre par. Sufed libas, sufed burqa, sufed aur waise uski bilkul sufed kabutri malum hoti hai. So Hazrat said, la haul padho, istighfar karo. He said, tumhe bas inke chehre ka noor nazar aaya, Kaaba Sharif ka noor nazar nahi aaya. See how Shaitan is misleading you even here, that you're looking at the haram and you're seeing noor there. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala must protect us.
Amen.
The tricks of Shaitan are such that you have to be alert all the time. You do not know through which road he comes. For ulama, he will come through the route of ilm. He'll find some dalil to justify something. For awam, he comes through different routes. Shaitan has got many tricks up his sleeve. He's the best magician that you have. So he says, غالب نہ نفس پر کبھی شہوت کی نہ رہو دل میں نہ میرے غیر کا کوئی بھی خار ہو. There must be no غیر اللہ in my heart. And I explained that wife, children, business, gold, silver, wealth, property, that is not غیر اللہ. غیر اللہ is when we do not follow Allah تبارک و تعالی's hukam and we fulfill the desire of our heart, even though that desire is against Allah's desire and the desire of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then that is ghairullah, because we have given our heart now to that which Allah Ta'ala has said, you must not give your heart. So we must give our heart to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and his hukam, whatever it is, we will do. If he says love, we will love. If he says hate, we will hate. If he says give your life, we will give our life. If he says don't take your life, we won't take our life. Like the person that's committing suicide, then he's taking his life. So there Shariat will say that that is not jais, it is haram for him to take his life. Now I'm not talking about the suicide bombers of Palestine, etc. There are different fatwas, and some have said that they are not just giving their life, but of course where they bomb and where they commit that act, that is of course very important. That what would we say if there is a bus that's going from Mina to Arafat and one Jew has to get in, and he too got the courage of becoming a suicide bomber and he blew up the bus in which all the Hajis were traveling. What would be our reaction, in which there were women, children? Yes, go to the check post where there are soldiers there, and even if he blows up two, it's better than blowing up five children. That is the reason there's a delay in the Nusrat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. We have to be just also. Justice is a both way sword, two-edged sword, both sides. If we are going to do injustice, then the reaction also will be the same. Now to justify that is very difficult, although they try to justify it somehow, that because they have captured our land, so therefore we are blowing them up. Capturing the land is a different story altogether. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's time, they captured the whole of Makkah Sharif. But still Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that in the battle you must not kill the children, you must not kill the women, you must not kill these people, you must not do this, you must not do that. He didn't say that because they have captured your land there, so now you can go and kill the children. This is something that I am forced to say, because my heart is also with Palestine and with Chechnya and Bosnia, and I cry and ask Allah Ta'ala that Allah Ta'ala must remove the difficulties. But at the same time, when we read of these type of incidents in the bus, they were little children, they were women folk, and in that blast so many died, then immediately I get that feeling that now the Nusrat of Allah will be delayed even more. It's going on, and we can see that how much of effort is being made, how many du'as are being made in the Haram Sharif, in the Kaaba Sharif, in the Multazam, throughout the world. The Ahlullah, the Awliya, everyone is crying. But when there's injustice, then they must become a balance again. Then they will do the same thing, we do the same thing, we'll carry on like that. So taking their life and blowing a few soldiers, we got no problem with that. But if we are going to just, without any direction, become a loose cannon, then it is going to be a problem. Because just as we don't like to see our children blasted and bombed and their parents crying, in the same way they too, they are their little children, they are their women folk who are not actively participating in any battle. So this becomes a duty that we don't do this, we don't kill them. Yes, if there was the person tried to blow up the soldiers somewhere, and by the way somebody got hurt, there is a different thing. That when a person is fighting in these days, you're not going to take a sword and go there and say, come, let's have a fair sword fight. You're going to use guns, you're going to use bombs, you're going to use cannons and everything. So by the way, if somebody got hurt, is different. But here, if it is planned that we will go into that bus, which is a school bus, and then we'll blow up those children, so then there's no justification for that, in my opinion. And I don't seem to agree with anybody who has a different opinion. Because we have to think of what if they also, because the Jew really loves life. It's a good thing that the Jew really loves life. Allah Ta'ala also says in the Quran Sharif, kya hai waayat? وَلَا يَتَمَنَّوْنَهُ أَبَدًا بِمَا قَدَّمَتْ أَيْدِيهِمْ. وہی ہے اس سے پہلے کہ وہ حیات کو بہت پسند کرتے ہیں. So they really love life. So they don't get that himmat of doing the same thing what these people are doing. And for the Muslim, because he's looking forward to shahadat, so that is why it doesn't matter to him. He feels that as it is, what is the sense of living a life of disgrace and humiliation like this, where we are being subjected to all kinds of torture and atrocities. So I rather give my life for the cause. So for him, he's looking forward to Jannat and the Hurs. So it doesn't matter. But for them, there's nothing. So they really love life. But just say, for argument's sake, if a few Jews decided that they will somehow get into Makkah Sharif, Allah Ta'ala must protect. Amen. But they decided they will go into Makkah Sharif and somehow will manufacture some kind of time bombs, and we also will go away into the Hajj crowd and blow them up, or in the buses in which there are children, women, then what would be our reaction? What would be the reaction of the world Muslims then? So there must be a balance. So dil mein na mere ghair ka koi bhi khar ho. There must be no thorn of ghair in my heart. Ghairullah must not come in our heart. Bas Allah hi Allah ho. Now we go a little further. Mere labo pe zikr tera bar bar ho. پھر دل بفیض ذکر میرا پر بہار ہو. میرے لبوں پر ذکر تیرا بار بار ہو. او اللہ, your name must come repeatedly on my tongue. Repeatedly, O Allah, your name must come on my tongue. And then with the blessings of that ذکر, my heart must enjoy the fountains of spring. The season of spring. With the barakat of that zikrullah, the ghairullah must be out. When ghairullah will go out, then only illallah will come in. This inshallah we will continue some other time. This is janaza also at 8:30, so we'll make dua and then terminate, because the other cars will be coming in. But those who want to leave, they can leave. Ji? Not yet. So the time is changed. Jai thought it was written at 8:30. Achha. No, Isha time, they must have changed it Isha time. Higher in any case, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala must accept whatever has been said.
Amen.
And again, remember that what I said Asar time. Allahumma arina al-haqqa haqqa murzukna tiba'a wa arina al-batila batila murzukna tinaba. That it must become like rizq. We must look forward to making ittiba of haqq. and we must look forward to making ijtinab from the sins. Then see what Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will give us. Allah Ta'ala will then put our muhabbat into the hearts of people. At present they all hate us. Na hum kisi ke, na koi apna. Na koi apna, na hum kisi ke. Ye kaisi manzil pe aa gaye hai. Na koi apna, na hum kisi ke. Throughout the world that seems to be our condition. That nobody wants to be ours. Because we are not anybody's too. We only love ourselves too. And we love our nafs so much that we will go out of our way to please the nafs. But we will not look at the ahkam of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. In every field it is the same thing. So if we give our hearts to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala will then change the conditions. It will change. The Sahaba-e-Kiram radiyallahu anhu ajmain, in the state of kufr, they hated the sight of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they were out for his blood. But afterwards they were the ones who were protecting Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. They were prepared to take all the arrows on their own bodies. But they were not prepared to see that an arrow must get to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. They did not even want to prepare that one thorn must injure Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and they be freed from the gallows. That became their muhabbat after that. So it is the same Allah, it is the same Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it is the same Quran, the same Sunnah. All that is required is to implement it in our lives. Therefore I repeatedly say that these majlises are not for an increase in our ilm. For increase of our ilm there are lots of kitabs and lots of bayans and lots of waz that take place. These majlises are to create that condition in our hearts. That if it is Allah Ta'ala's hukam, then we submit, we don't look back, we don't justify our sins, and we create that love to such an extent that it becomes easy for us to make amal and to stay away from haram. Like lots of people say that no, mustn't make bayan. One Maulana was telling me, he says, I give bayan in one masjid, so I gave once on Jahannam and the azab of Jahannam. So the trustees got some phone calls or whatever it is. They said, tell this Maulana, you mustn't speak of azab of Jahannam in the masjid or in the madrasas. The Maulanas mustn't teach about azab of Jahannam because our children get nightmares after that. So indeed, we are saying also that give the children more about Jannat and don't frighten them too much about snakes and scorpions and fire. You must take them with love, create love of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in their hearts. And when the ayat of Jahannam and things have come and you have to explain to little children, so then at that time tell them, but this is not for those who believe, this is not for those who are obedient to Allah Ta'ala, and inshallah you will be obedient and the Muslim will be obedient, so he is not going to get that kind of punishment. So you don't have to get frightened that these scorpions will bite you, because you're not going to be disobedient to Allah, will you? So the child will say, no, I won't. So ek hi baat hai, bas andaaz badal dijiye. The person dreamt that his teeth fell off, so he asked for tabir. Now the tabir of that was what? That his family is going to die in some accident or whatever it is, the whole family is going to go. So now when that king saw that is what he saw in the dream, so he invited the mu'abbir, saying, I'm going to make tabir. He said, the tabir is that your family, your wife, your children, they are going to die before you. They are going to die. So he said, if they are all going to die, then why should you leave? So first you go. So he took his neck off. Now the other one saw what happened. So when he called him, now but he had to make the sahih tabir. So he says, no, Badshah Salamat, kitna behtareen khwab hai. Such a beautiful dream. What a Mubarak dream. If means that you will live very, very long. Allah will bless you with very long life, longer than all members of your family. Now what did he say? He said the same thing. If somebody tells his father, "My dear father, please give me 10 rands," the father will give. But if we say, "My father's husband, please give me 10 rands," what will he say? He has to tell the father, my mother's husband. Say, "My mother's husband, please give me 10 rands." The father will give him 10 slaps. But what he said is the truth. It's mother's husband. Baat to sahi kahi. Lekin, so it is just how you put it across. But we can't say that now must take off all those chapters of Jahannam from the Quran Sharif and from the Hadith Sharif. The government threatens us all the time that nobody worries. The receiver of revenue says, "If you don't pay tax, you'll go to jail." So that nobody says. Receiver of revenue mustn't threaten, you know, because we don't get sleep after that. We get nightmare. And all the government regulations, if you don't do this, so much fine. If you don't do this, you go to jail. If you don't do this, you go to prison. Now nobody has told the government that take all that out from the legislation, because our children get nightmares, because the father is not doing exactly as legislation orders. Nobody tells that. There is a balance. But those who are obeying the laws, they're not worried. Why must they worry? So in the same way, those who are going to be obedient to Allah Ta'ala and Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi, there's no worry and concern. That person must have a hope that inshallah will go into the gardens of Jannah.
Ameen.
Hazrat Maulana Abrar Sahab Rahmatullah Ali of Falah Darain. So he said, "Inshallah, main jannat mein jaunga." So they said, he says, "How you know from now you're going to go to jannat?" He said, "I said inshallah, because in the Quran Sharif Allah Ta'ala says, 'Innal abrara lafi na'im.'" Oh. Yeah, no, Quran Sharif ki to hai. "Innal abrara lafi na'im." So mera naam abrar hai, main ki jannat mein. His wife's name was Sarah. So sometimes he used to go through such conditions that there was no money in his house and poverty. But anybody asked him, "Hazrat, kuch khidmat, do you need anything?" He said, "Mere ghar mein to Sarah hai." Now he used to say it such a way, "Mere ghar mein to Sarah hai." Now that person used to think, "That's everything I got in my house, don't worry." But what he was referring to is, "I've got Sarah, my wife, in the house." Siraj bahut hansta hai bhai.
Enjoying it, mashallah.
Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammad wa baraka sallim.
Ameen.
Ya Rahim, Ya Kareem, hamare gunahon ko maaf farma, hamari khataon ko maaf farma, hamari lagzishon se darguzar farma. Ay Allah, hum mujrim hai, khatakar hai, napak hai, gande hai, siyahkar hai, lekin mere Allah, تو معاف کرنے والا خدا ہے, تو بخشنے والا خدا ہے, تو رحیم ہے, تو کریم ہے. اے اللہ, ہمارے صغیرہ کبیرہ عمدن قطعن ظاہری باطنی ہر گناہ کو تیرے فضل و کرم سے معاف فرمانے. اے اللہ, دنیا اور آخرت کی پریشانیوں سے ہماری حفاظت فرما. اے اللہ, پوری امت مسلمہ آج پریشان ہے, ان کی پریشانیوں کو تیرے فضل و کرم سے دور فرما. اے اللہ, فلسطین کے مجاہدین کی مدد فرما, کشمیر, افغانستان, چچنیا, بوسنیا, سارے عالم کے اندر جہاں کہیں بھی مسلمان پریشان ہیں, ان کی پریشانیوں کو دور فرما. اے اللہ, ہمیں صحت عطا فرما, عافیت نصیب فرما, تیرا قرب نصیب فرما, تیری معرفت نصیب فرما. اے اللہ, تیری ذات عالی کے ساتھ ہمیں ایسا چپکا دے, ایسا چپکا دے کہ نفس و شیطان تجھ سے دور نہ کر سکے. اے اللہ, ہمارے قلوب کا مکمل تزکیہ نصیب فرما, ہمیں مصفہ مجلہ مزکہ قلوب عطا فرما. اے اللہ, رسول پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے پوری عمر ہمارے لیے دعائیں مانگی. اے اللہ, رسول پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کو امت کے ساتھ کتنی محبت اور شفقت تھی. اے اللہ, رات دن امت کے لیے دعائیں مانگتے رہے. Allah, all the du'as that he made of goodness for us, bless us with that goodness. Bless our parents with that goodness, our wives and children with that goodness, the entire ummah with that goodness. And from all the shurur and fitan, from all the mischief and corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, especially the fitnas of Dajjal, Allah protect us, our parents, wives and children, brothers and sisters, family members and the entire ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. رسول پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے صدقہ طفیل میں ہماری دعاؤں کو قبول فرما. وصلی اللہ تعالی علی خیر خلقہ و نور عرشہ سیدنا و نبینا و شفیعنا و مولانا محمد و آلہ و اصحابہ اجمعین برحمتک یا رب.